Rogue Darkness is a member of the Podmoth Media Network. For more great podcasts, visit podmoth.network.
Podmoth.
Welcome back to Rogue Darkness, the podcast that uncovers how the misinterpretations and misinformation surrounding witchcraft, the occult, and other beliefs have led many to do unthinkable crimes. From ritualistic killings and the demons that live in all of us, to exploration of the macabre and diving deep into the unknown, let's explore the darkness of mankind, one crime at a time. I'm your host of the Grim and Gruesome, Raven. Let's go rogue and get right into today's chilling crime. The still unsolved case of the Atlas Vampire. So let's go back to the very beginning, to the year of 1932. On May 4th, 1932, Stockholm police discovered the corpse of a 32-year-old prostitute named Lily Lindstrom. Lily was viewed by many men back in the day as something special, and rather than her walking the streets at night in search of clientele, Lily was considered a call girl back then, whose clients would contact her in order to schedule sexual encounters at her apartment. At the time of her death, Lily had lived in the Atlas neighborhood of Stockholm, Sweden, part of what today is known as Vasastan. When police detectives entered Lily's apartment, there they found her dead and the reported victim of blunt force trauma to the head. The most disturbing discovery at the crime scene, though, was the fact that the investigators had found saliva on Lily's neck and body, as well as a blood-stained gravy ladle. This left a lot of loose ends and unanswered questions. The unknown killer soon coined the name the Atlas Vampire due to the detectives who first responded to the scene. The detectives reportedly suspected that the killer had drank Lily's blood after he had killed her. Due to Lily's occupation, and since her clientele was primarily male, the detectives also presumed the killer to be male. Although the crime scene was especially brutal and horrifying for anyone who witnessed it, there was actually very little blood found at the scene, which led many to assume that the killer had either drunk it up or somehow stored it in a container of sorts. The ladle that was stained with Lily's blood was presumed to be used to drink her blood. Upon receiving this grim information, the Swedish press in Stockholm took the vampire idea and created the Atlas Vampire as a result. Due to the time frame that the crime took place, as well as a lack of physical evidence to go off of, the Atlas Vampire case has been cold and unsolved to this day. It was reported that the last person to see Lily alive prior to her brutal slaying was her neighbor, a 35-year-old prostitute named Minnie Jansen. Minnie reportedly told the police that Lily had stopped by her apartment a few days before the murder in order to get some condoms. Minnie told the authorities that it was common for Lily to come to her door fully nude, oftentimes, and ask for condoms. As they were both in the same line of work, this definitely seems like a plausible situation. After not seeing Lily the next morning, Minnie reportedly grew worried. And then when there was still no word from Lily, Minnie decided to call the Stockholm police. So now going back to the actual crime scene itself. Along with being almost completely drained of blood, Lily's naked body had been left face down on her bed, and her clothes that she was presumably wearing the night of her death were neatly folded and placed on a chair next to her bed. The detectives on the scene noted that, judging by the stage of decomposition that had already taken place, they assumed that Lily had actually been dead for a few days prior to being discovered. It was also theorized that Lily's killer had probably had sex with her before murdering her. This was assumed because the detectives had reportedly found a used condom hanging from Lily's anus. Because of this discovery, the notion that Lily's killer was actually a client of hers became much more likely. It's no secret that the prostitutes have long been targets of sexual predators and serial killers. I'm sure we've all heard of the infamous Jack the Ripper of London, who preyed on the prostitutes of Whitechapel back in 1888. Jack the Ripper's victims of choice were all ladies of the night, so the Stockholm police keyed in on that and quickly began focusing their attention on the men who frequented Lily for her services. Reportedly, a total of 9 men were interviewed by the police in regards to Lily's murder. The names of the 9 suspects were never released publicly, and the police ultimately let all the men go after their interrogations. It's stated that none of them proved to be a viable suspect. This is unfortunately where the case of the Atlas Vampire ended, with no serious leads, no suspects, and no conclusion or justice for Lily. All of the evidence that was gathered by the Stockholm detectives can currently be found at the Swedish Police Museum, for anyone who may ever want to venture there to view a piece of horrific history. The items included in the museum's collections are a hair sample, saliva samples, and some old condoms found at the brutal scene. In my opinion, the evidence they kept here are quite disturbing as well. You'd think at this period in time, if anything can be determined regarding this case, we'd be better off scientifically now than they were then. I'm honestly not quite sure why this hasn't been looked into again. It's really strange. But carrying on, it's been reported that one evidence item that had received a great amount of attention from the Stockholm police was the condom that had been retrieved from Lily's anus at the discovery of her murder. Because of the condom's location on Lily's body, the detectives believe that the killer and Lily were having anal sex during their meetup, and then it was at that time that the killer proceeded to use an unknown object to strike the back of Lily's head, ultimately killing her. Some people have claimed that they believe the Atlas Vampire may have donkey-kicked Lily in the back of the head as a means of inflicting pain on her to heighten his pleasure and orgasm. This theory could mean that the Atlas Vampire was more inclined to kill Lily out of pure lust or a potential sexual perversion. It led the detectives to have a certain idea of the type of personality the killer had. Another telling personality trait of the Atlas Vampire that detectives found unique was how clean he had left Lily's apartment after murdering her. Despite hitting her in the head multiple times, the killer ultimately left very little blood evidence behind, and appeared to have even folded Lily's clothes, as mentioned earlier. This has led some to speculate that the killer could have potentially had OCD and liked everything to have its place. Since the case is such a strange one with so many loose ends, there's many theories surrounding the killer and who the killer could have been. According to an article by listverse.com titled 10 Disturbing Facts of the Atlas Vampire, author Benjamin Weldon states that one of the most popular theories regarding the Atlas Vampire case is the idea that a police officer could have been the one who had killed Lily. The rationale behind this theory comes from the fact that the killer clearly went out of his way to leave behind as few clues and evidence as possible. Weldon states in the article, much like the dog in the Sherlock Holmes short story, The Adventures of Silver Blaze, the lack of evidence was, in itself, evidence. Another possibility that people have theorized regarding a potential killer cop is that the cop purposely left behind a strange crime scene to throw off his fellow cops. Despite this popular theory, though, this may not have been the case simply because Lily's bedroom was actually covered in evidence. The murderer's saliva was found on her body, his semen was in the condom found at the scene, and his fingerprints were on the soup ladle that was found. The only problem with this, though, was that back in 1932, there was no such thing as DNA testing, so there was no way for the detectives to use the evidence that was there, which is why the case ultimately went cold. The Stockholm detectives reportedly back then did not even know what DNA was, so that gives us a little inkling as to why the case ended up going cold. It's been noted that during that time frame, most murders were solved going off of confessions, which nowadays we know are not always the most reliable. Think false confessions. The most extreme and least likely theory revolving around the Atlas Vampire is the idea that Lily's killer was actually a real-life vampire. The real vampire theory comes from two aspects of the case. One was the killer's presumably supernatural ability to avoid police custody. And two, the evidence that indicated that Lily's killer had potentially drank her blood. Between her body being completely drained but barely any blood being found at the scene, to the blood-stained gravy ladle, there's just too many strange incidences at the crime scene that leaves us questioning it over and over. It's been reported that some of the officers at the scene had claimed that the soup ladle contained Lily's blood, but then also said that there was no conclusive proof that the killer had sipped from that ladle. It was purely an assumption. On the other hand, the fact that the crime scene lacked much blood was extremely strange and off-putting, especially since her body, as mentioned, was practically drained of blood. Where did all of Lily's blood go? This is why so many question it and wonder that maybe it was a real vampire. The mystery still stands to this day. So that was the eerie and still unsolved case of the Atlas Vampire. This case gives us a glimpse into the dark world we live in, and although actual vampires may or may not exist, it's evident that humans can be just as terrifying creatures, with horrific methods of murdering others. So let me know your thoughts on this case and whether or not you think the killer could have been an actual vampire who drank Lily's blood after killing her, or if you think it could be something else. Whichever way you cut it, this case is definitely a morbid one, and the way Lily died was awful. Despite what somebody's line of work is or how society views them, no one deserves such an awful fate. With that said, feel free to contact me with any questions or suggestions at roguedarknesspod@gmail.com. You can also DM me on Instagram @rogue_darkness. I'd love to hear your thoughts on cases I've covered, as well as hear any suggestions you may have for future ones. All links to the articles referenced in this episode, as well as any past episodes, including my socials and contact information, are all down below for your reference. And if you like what you hear on Rogue Darkness, please consider sharing the podcast with your family and friends, and also by leaving a rating and review on Apple, iTunes, or wherever else you can leave a review. They're great ways to help the show out and to get it more noticed. With that said, that concludes this week's episode of Rogue Darkness. The darkness is all around us, and I can confidently say that reality truly is more terrifying than fiction. Until next time.
Hi, my name's Jesse, and I'm addicted to paranormal stories.
Hi, Jesse.
I started having problems when I would get into a YouTube dark hole at 3 a.m., and then I couldn't even sleep when I tried because I kept envisioning Hat Man standing right outside my bedroom door.
Hi, my name's Erica, and I'm addicted to paranormal stories.
Hi, Erica.
I spend every waking hour listening to true crime podcasts or reading stories on the No Sleep subreddit. Even my dreams have creepypasta vibes.
Does this sound like you?
Then dive into the abyss of the unknown and unexplained with a couple of fellow nerds.
Tune into the Paranerds Podcast with Jesse and Erica, your host with the ghosts.
I don't have ghosts. You have ghosts.
We're two semi-competent paranormal researchers diving into history, legends, theories, conspiracies, and more.
Join us every Saturday as we dissect various topics and speculate wildly.
Find Paranerds on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Boom.
Ah, you jerk.